So Ken, can you talk a little bit more about what happened to this man's disease while he was on the trial and his symptoms from the disease?
The biggest problem this gentleman had was bone disease. He had a great deal of back pain from his lytic lesions. We treated him with bisphosphonates. We were able to keep him off of narcotics because we were able to control the disease and we were able to treat the bone disease with the bisphosphonates. And that was a big concern for him. That was the biggest thing that affected him while he was on trial.
So Raphael, one of the things that we do in oncology research in general is, you know, we often try new drugs in advanced disease, as in this man who'd already gotten all the known kind of conventional treatments, and then start experimenting with bringing in earlier, again, in breast cancer. We were talking about that model this morning, pertuzumab in metastatic disease, getting moved up to adjuvant. And now we are starting to see some data with carfilzomib up front, actually kind of like the RVD regimen, but instead of bortezomib, carfilzomib, or CRD. Can you talk a little bit about what do we know about that?
Very impressive data. This phase 1b2 study presented by Andrew Jakubowiak on behalf of the MMRC shows that for patients who complete therapy and receive more cycles, up to 67% of patients go into a complete response category or with qualified near complete response, which in fact is absolutely great, because then if you think of this as an induction regimen, then you come with your second punch being the transplant, I think the likelihood that we'll have durable responses post-transplant is going to be even higher. So people are excited, very low risk of the peripheral neuropathy up front, and what appears to be a well-tolerated combination.
So if this drug becomes available, and I don't know if you have any speculations about when or if it is, how do you think people are going to use it? I mean, I'm sure it'll maybe depend on the FDA label and reimbursement, et cetera, but theoretically, I mean, could you see using it up front, or do you think we need more data to do that, Raphael?
Well, I think people are going to use it up front. Right now, the only challenge is that it's on 2 days, so it's 1, 2, you know, 8, 9, and so forth. So it's just going to be a little bit harder because of convenience, but you could easily envision that instead of doing RVD, people could do carfilzomib, Revdex. We actually will be presenting up data at the ASCO meeting with a combination of this plus cyclophosphamide and dexamethasone with very exciting rate of responses and depth of responses. So I can see how this is going to be part of some of the upfront regimens.